Parshas Chayisara is the classic Shidduch Parsha. Because the main thrust of the Parsha is that Eliezer is sent to find a wife for Yitzchak, and he finds Rivka. And the simple message that's always articulated from this parsha is the fact that he found a balas chesed, and therefore she's fit to come into the house of Avraham Avinu. However, if we look deeper, we can see that perhaps there's something even deeper than that. That not just that Avraham's a bal chesed, so the house of Avraham has to be a woman who's chesed. I think there's something even deeper that's here. Because you look at the pasuk, it says, "Vayomar Hashem Elokei Adoni Avraham Akreina Lefona Hayom, Vaseh Chesed Im Adoni Avraham." Vayah Nora Asher Omar Leatino Kadech VeEshter VeAmar Shtegem Lecha Esher Oso Hochachta LaAvdecha LiYitzchak VoEidak Yasisa Chesed Im Adoni. But if you find the Balas Chesed, you'll know that she's the right one for Yitzchak. So Al Pipashtus, everyone says the Pshat is that Yitzchak is the son of Avram, so you find the Baal Chesed, so that fits into Avram's family. But you see here in the Pasuk that it's not a stress on whether it fits into Avram's family. It's a stress on whether this is suitable for Yitzchak from his perspective. Not from Yitzchak being the son of Avram, but Yitzchak for who Yitzchak is, Rivka was the ideal match. And we'll have to understand why. And then we have another pasuk on page 4 that the first time she sees Yitzchak, it says Yitzchak was davening mincha. Yitzchak lasuch basada, and Chazal understand that he was davening mincha. And Vatisa Rivka say neva teres Yitzchak vatipol me'al hagamal, so she fell off the camel. And we have to understand why did she. What was that idea that she fell off the camel? So, to begin our understanding, we should look in the Maral Miprag on page 6. Nesivas Olam, Nesivas Avas Hashem. And the Maral wants to discuss what makes people love each other. Is it similarities amongst them, or differences amongst them bring the binding factor between the two people? So he says, at first glance, you would think it's similarities. Mashma min akosuv. First word on the line is min. Min akosuv is that ki ikar ava hu lareya shalom. The pasuk in Mishlei, ohev hareya, that you like someone similar. Neishem shovim domim. Kach shaych behem ava. Ufize yesh lishol kasher matzinu she ava hi lareya shalom. Kama yesh lahem shitu v'chibor v'advar ma'rechokim zeh mizeh. Ein lahem ava. Av ki tzaz min achacham choshuv ki ava yoseh al dover she hu hipucho. On the other hand, we see that Ava comes from contrast. Kimo Avas Ish L'Isha. In other words, the ultimate Ava in the world is Ava Ish L'Isha, which is an Ava of things that are different, right? I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have created a world that men were supposed to be with men, but he didn't. He created the world, and he was mitzava us that men are together with women.
Phrase is Zachar Zona Kave Hem Khulokim Hainam Shovim. Haraya Sha'ava Ludvarm Shainam Shovim Kikol Ava Hu Chibur, Vachol Chibur Dover Sha'ina Dome.
Well, it's the Iker Chibur that you have is things that are a little bit dissimilar. You know, it's like the mushel people give. If you have pieces of a puzzle, right? So if you have two pieces of a puzzle and they're both flat-edged, it's not going to have a chibur. The part of a puzzle is one part of the puzzle piece is protruding and the other one is has an indentation, and that makes the chibur between the two parts of the puzzle. So things that are, you know, like you have a plug in the hole. You know, you plug in something into the wall. So the plug has two things protruding out, and the wall has some type of hole in the wall, and then it fits in. So the Iker Chibur is Dvarim She'enim Shavim. Kichol Ava Hu Chibur V'chol Chibur El Dover She'enu Dome. Kmo Adam She'esh Bo Chamimus V'schab El Dover Akar. It was just like if you're very warm, so you have an attraction to go into a cold place. So the Iker attraction comes from contrast. So on one hand, he says there's similarities bring people together. On the other hand, it seems that contrast brings people together. So what is it? Fiza ain't kusha afal gavsha Hashem isparach nivdal bildi gashmi. So he writes like this. On the second column, fourth line. Kach ava ben ish liishto ki hu advekus hagomor et shenasim dover echad v'yesh bezet shuka. V'imkein ha'ava mitzad shehem dover echad mitzad hazeh hi ava lo zul hazeh chemashu mishtoke kacham lakar reyakar hu ha'shlomoso v'chichem kemo dover echad legamre chem chol mokum shadover m'sa'ave al dover shu puha dover zeh b'nei sheyushlam b'oso dover. So he says like this. The reason why the phrase that we use, opposites attract, man is attracted to woman, etc., has to do with the fact that if you have something the other person doesn't have, so you're lacking in that area, so that coming together with that other person is mashlim you. And that's where the Ava comes from. The Ava comes from finding a shleimus that you didn't have in yourself in someone else. So it means like this. Contrast is good up to the point that it's going to bring a shleimus into you. Obviously, you know, if you want to find a woman who is a contrast, you can go to India and go find some woman from a tribe and she'll be very different, right? But that's not going to bring the shleimus. So the shleimus comes. So in other words, you need the contrast. You need the contrast to have a tshuka, to have a shleimus with someone else. But if the difference is so great that it's not going to create shleimus, then obviously this is not the gorem of Ava. The gorem of Ava is to be misdabek with something that's not like you exactly. That's why it's, people, you know, sometimes when they go out and they say, well, this person is different than me, well, that's could be good, because if you just marry a carbon copy of yourself, then you won't be happy. Because then you're not getting any shleimus. When she's not getting any shleimus for you, or you're not getting any shleimus for you, you're the exact same thing. And there's no shleimus. If you marry somebody too different than you, that she wants to live in North Dakota in some, she wants to do something that's totally different, then true, it's different, and but it's not a difference. The difference that makes an attraction is the difference that brings shleimus. That you have a certain midah, a good midah, that she doesn't have to the degree you have. And she has a certain midah that you don't have, and therefore it comes together. And that's what the Maral explains. That's why also emotionally an individual has a tshuka to be somewhat unique. Everyone has a desire to be somewhat unique. And therefore, there's a relationship between two people and each one doesn't feel that they're helping out in the relationship because this person has everything that I have to offer and I'm not offering him anything, then they're going to feel that this person, they're going to feel about themselves that they're what? That they're irrelevant. And so if a person feels he's irrelevant, so obviously he's not feeling a shleimus in the relationship. So that's what the Maral is pointing out. That two people have to be similar, but if they're too similar, then there's not going to be any dveikus. There's not going to be any ava, because there's not going to be any receiving of shleimus. And the point of marriage is to take two people that are somewhat the same, can't be totally different, but are different. And the fact that, people are different is a reason to make the chibur even stronger. Because the fact that they're different, each one has a different talent. This one has this type of talent, and the other one has that type of talent. And as I said, emotionally, it's very important that a person feel that they're bringing something to the relationship that the other person doesn't have. And therefore, they could cling better to the other person. And each one is being mashlim the other person. And that's what the Netziv writes on the Breishis of Eselo Ezer Kenegdo. So Rashi says, Ezer Kenegdo, Zocha Ezer. If you're Zocha, your wife is a helper for you. Lo Zocha, and if you're not Zocha, is Kenegdo Lihilochin. If you're not Zocha, then she'll be your adversary. So that's Chazal Darshan. Ezer Kenegdo. But the Netziv says a different pshat. And take a look in the Harchev Dover. Whereas Ezer Kenegdo, the Rashi is a drush, that if you're Zocha, she's an Ezer. If you're not Zocha, she's your adversary. The Netziv says another word, Al Pi Pashtus. He says like this. The second line in the Harchev Dover in the bottom, in the end of the line. Ela HaKavona. Shahanigud Yehela Ezer. Shemishu Kasani Vragzoni im Ishto Teya Ol Misayato Lakach Avogav Shasa Roges Hunene Mise Filo Ezer Avachakach Shasara Roges Eslo Tsar Harbe Mise Shosifa Ishto Eshve Eitzim. Hareu Kenegdo Masha Enke Mintemigoso. He says like this. If you are a very angry person, and then your wife is also that way, right? So then when you get angry, it's going to be even worse because she's going to add fuel to the fire. But if you're a more excited person and she's more calm, so that's going to be the help. Because in other words, the fact that she is not the same as you, she has a different quality than you, she's kenegdo, that is the Ezer. That is the Ezer. And that's what it means, Ezer kenegdo. That you're not necessarily looking. In other words, so you might think that it's great that I get angry easily and she gets angry easily, so it's good. So that means when I'll get angry, it'll be even greater. But then afterwards, when you calm down, you'll see that things were not good because she made it even worse than it was. But if she has a quality that complements you, that was you're the wound up person, and she's the calm person, or whatever it is. So that is where the shleimus lies. The shleimus lies from a diversity that's not a complete diversity, because you can't marry the person from, you know, the Indian from out there. But that diversity brings the Ezer. The Ezer comes from the Negdo. From the Negdo. Oh. And the Netziv in other places writes this comment as well. You can take a look in the packet. Oh. So the so the same thing we have by Yitzchak and Rivka. Same thing we have by Yitzchak and Rivka. And this is explained by the B'nai Yisoschar. And others, or the Sfas Emes. And that is, let me tell you it outside, then we'll see it inside. That Yitzchak is Yira, Pachat. So if Yitzchak would marry someone who has that same midah of gvura, of pachad, then it would be an explosion. So you would think, hey, he's gvura, so he should marry someone with that austere sense. But no. That's what the Netziv says. You need the kenegdo. You need the ezer, but the kenegdo is also the ezer. So that's what we're going to see. The Sfas Emes writes that was the godless of Eliezer, is that he needed a balas chesed, you know, someone who's not din and yira and things like that for Yitzchak. Not only that, like we always learn as kids that, okay, Avram's family, so Avram is a chesed man, so we need chesed in the family of Avram. It's much deeper than that. It's that Yitzchak had that midah of yira. So he needed something to balance it. He needed something to balance that midah of Yira, and that was chesed. Well, only just chesed to be part of Avram's. Ocha hachachto l'abdil Yitzchak. This is what's good for Yitzchak. Because, and the Chazal say, the Medrash on the Pasuk in Mishlei, page 17. Evan Maskil, Yimshol ben Vayish. So Evan Maskil, the smart Evid. So Medrash Rabbah says, who is the Evan Maskil? Who is the smart Evid? This is Eliezer. This is Eliezer. So look at the Medrash on page 18. Evan Maskil ze Eliezer. So the Sfas Emes says, what's the idea? That is the Evan Maskil, page 20. Medrash Evan Maskil, Yimshul, Toch Achim, Ze Yeshla Maya Tzorch Lutfil Zu, Kalo Yor Lach Lasso Slichuso, Chei Nomar Shaya Kol Tovus Bnei Yisrael Achar, She Avinu Yitzchak Lokach Lo Midas Hadin, Pachad Yitzchak, Lo Yavshal Itzkayim Bmida Zu, Chen Siviv Hashem Yisparach Liyoslo Rivka Liisha Shaisa Balas Chesed Biyoser. Vezed Nimtak Tzas Mehagvuras Shal Yitzchak.
So that's the idea. That the godless of Eliezer was to understand that if you have a contrast, that could be a very positive thing in the marriage. As I said, and this is what the Maral said, because the cold requires hot, because the cold needs to be heated up a little bit, because it's too cold. The hot requires cold. So if the differences complement each other to make a shleimus, then the difference is positive and desirable. If the differences are going to lead to disharmony, because the differences are so great that it can't bring shleimus, then the difference is not good. But a difference is sometimes, very often, like I spoke under a chuppah earlier this week, so the chassan was much more reserved person, the kala was much more outgoing, so I said over this vort. A lot of times you see that somebody who's maybe some more reserved needs someone more outgoing, because that's so what kochos she has, well, he doesn't have, and vice versa, and that brings the shleimus together, and that's the depth of the idea of Eliezer, that Eliezer saw that it's not enough that we're just getting a balas chesed, because that's the hallmark of Avraham Avinu. We need the mix of pachad Yitzchak with chesed of Rivka, and so if we just have too much chesed, it's also no good. Too much chesed is also no good, because then you go overboard. Anything in excess is no good. So therefore, Yitzchak balances the other way. Yitzchak is din. And the two balance each other to make a harmony. And that's what the Sfasemis writes in next week's Parsha, that it's how did the brachas come about? We know that Yitzchak gave Yaakov the bracha, but he didn't know he was giving Yaakov the bracha, right? And who orchestrated the whole thing? Rivka. So the brachas came about between Yitzchak and Rivka. So the Sfasemis writes, we'll see shortly, because if the brachas would only come directly from Yitzchak, then the brachas would come directly from the Midas Hadin, and then the brachas would only be earned if what? If you really deserve it, al pi din, al pi Midas Hadin. And that's not good, because most people, in most situations, people don't deserve it 100%. But therefore, the brachas had to come through Yitzchak together with Rivka's orchestration. This way, it's not pure din. It's din that's mitigated with chesed. So that's what he says. Bavu Avram Avdi, Eke v'shashom Avram Mekoli, v'chiloye Yitzchak Avinu k'day l'atzmo. So he says, Yitzchak ha'yoved Hashem minas adin, etc. So therefore, v'aday kol yinitzvach, v'shitev Hashem yitzvach midas harachmim k'day l'kai ma'olam. Zer yoy de Rivka. So that's what he writes, that the brachas had to come between the two of them. And between the two of them, it was going to happen in a proper way. And the Zohar writes on page 16. This idea as well. And the Zohar explains what's the notion of Vatipol Ba'ar HaGamal. Why did she fall off? So the Tziv has a pshat, but we're going to discuss, he says, she saw Yitzchak. and she thought that she also came from the Midas Hadin. This is what she thought at that point. So she thought that she's din, and now he's din, it's going to blow up. So she was like overwhelmed, because she didn't see, originally, the Zohar says, in her understanding of what was going on, it wasn't a complimentary thing. It was just adding fuel onto the fire. So therefore, it was din together with din. So that was overwhelming. It's like two strong, you know, sometimes you have two strong personalities together, you know, can blow up. So a lot of times you see people in marriages, one person has a stronger personality than the other, and that could be a positive thing. But sometimes you have two strong personalities together that could be problematic. So that's what the Agra de Kala, page 13, explains the Zohar, that Yitzchak was the Gvura, and the Zohar assumes that the Nekev is also from the Tzad of Gvura, and that's what he said. Eved Adoni Shekvar Nimtak Vavram Bakeda. He said Yitzchak. So again, it's a little complicated, but it was the same. That's the same notion of explaining the Zohar of this idea. And so that's what that's an important thing, because a lot of times, you know, it's easy to see differences in people, and sometimes that turns people away from a shidduch or from a relationship. And again, if the differences are so different that there's not going to be a shleimus, meaning the person's not going to achieve the goals that he's cut out for, so then in a chanami, the differences are not causing a shleimus, so then the differences are causing a chisaron. But the reason why differences together bring ava is because they bring shleimus. That's what the Maral said. Because each one has a different thing they can bring to the table, and that brings shleimus, as I said. And emotionally also, it's very important for an individual to feel relevant. And if he feels that every quality he has, his wife has also, so then he feels irrelevant. Or if she feels every quality she has, or every talent he has, she already has, or vice versa, you know, that's why sometimes, you know, in today's society, when, you know, sometimes roles are a little bit changed. You know, in the old society, you know, learning was done primarily by men, and different things were done by different genders. You know, and sometimes that shleimus was easier to find. And sometimes, I'm not saying for good or for bad, but sometimes roles change in modern society, and you know, and therefore it sometimes could cause this disharmony. But perfect harmony comes from differences, like the mushel that people give. You know, you don't want a band. You don't want 10 people playing the same instrument. You have this one playing this instrument, this one. Each one is bringing something unique to the, and that blends the shleimus together. So that's what the Netziv says. Ezer Kenegdo is the Negdo, means the fact that she's different than you, that makes the Ezer. So that's a very important, and that's exactly what Chazal say, Eved Maskil, the wise Eved is Eliezer, because he saw, see, a simple person would say, oh, they're different, so it's not good. Eliezer understood the message of the Netziv in the Hachev Dover, that no, it had to be different. Because if Yitzchak would get another woman of Gvura, then, which Rivka thought she was initially, and that's why the Zohar says she fell off the Gamal, because she was totally overwhelmed and she thought this was a bad shidduch, then it wouldn't be good. But it's that those differences that can bring shleimus that are very important. So this, I think, is, besides the, you know, the normal thing that everyone says, you got to look for good midos and you got to look for this and that, it's another important aspect is looking for someone who's mashlim you and your mashlim har, that each one could bring something
unique to the table, a different talent, a different koach that the other person doesn't have, and then each one feels emotionally that they're bringing something unique, and that ultimately brings the chibur between the two and brings the ava between the two. And that's what Eliezer saw. That's the Eved Maskil, the wise Eved. It's not only that you needed a balas chesed, and the Be'er Mayim Chaim explains that the difference, and this is in the Sefer Breishis I have on by the mitzvah, by Sukkah and Vayera, that the difference between rachamim and chesed. Rachamim is only when someone comes to you, you respond with rachamim, but you're not proactive. Chesed is like Avram Avinu is proactively looking for chesed. And by the fact that Rivka, you know, says, I'm not going to feed you, I'm going to feed the gemalim, showed you as a balas chesed. But the idea of balas chesed, as the Sfasemis says, is not only because that's what Avram's family needed, it's that's what Yitzchak personally needed. And that's what Sfas Emes explains the Medrash, why Eliezer is called the Eved HaMaskil, and that's where the Sfas Emes explains why the Brachas had to come through Yitzchak and Rivka together. Because if they would come only through Yitzchak, then we'd only get them when we believe, when we deserve them al pidin. And if it come only from Rivka, then it would be like too much. So it had to mean that balance between the two, and that was the perfect mizug between the two of them, and that's the Eved Maskil, and that's the Ezer Kenegdo of the Netziv. So this the classic parsha of Zivuk and Shidduch, I think we should look at it from this perspective as well, besides the idea of trying to always look for a kind person, etc. But this is another component that's neat, that these differences could make the Chibur even stronger.